This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Tomorrow, as a major Medicare bill makes its way through Congress, we'll listen to debates over the role of government and what it means for health care for the elderly. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. For the past couple of nights, the small town of Benton Harbor on the coast of Lake Michigan has erupted in violence. Reports are sketchy, but we do know that early Monday morning, a high-speed police chase sparked the riots when a local Benton Harbor man died as the police were pursuing him. Police say he was going over 100 miles an hour on his motorcycle, roaring through local streets. Residents say this is the latest of many incidents where area police have put community residents in harm's way. While Monday night in Benton Harbor was the scene of disturbances, last night turned into a full-fledged riot with reports of people being beaten and taken out of their cars and buildings set on fire. If you're at all familiar with the situation in Benton Harbor, give us a call. 800-989-TALK, 800-989-8255. The email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us now from the adjoining town of St. Joseph's is Kim Strode, a staff writer at the Herald Palladium. That's a newspaper that serves the Benton Harbor area. And thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Neil.
Can you tell us what happened last night?
Yeah, I would first like to start out by saying that there is a definite difference between Benton Harbor and Benton Township. And Benton Township police were the patrolmen that were pursuing the individual that was killed on the motorcycle. Benton Harbor is the city. Benton Township is more of a commercial area, and the two will have distinct differences, the most noteworthy being that the police staff there is mostly white, and that's what the Benton Harbor residents have an issue with.
And the residents of Benton Harbor are mostly black?
Correct.
So tell us what happened last night.
Well, I was a reporter covering the Benton Township meeting. Monday night, several, probably about 100 residents, went to the Benton Harbor City Commission to protest the death of the individual on the motorcycle. Last night, they went to the Benton Township meeting to demand justice for this man's death. And the meeting was actually very peaceful. They spoke out. They waited their turn. There were no incidents. Nobody was ejected from the meeting. And everything seemed like it was going to calm down after the first night of violence in the city. And once the meeting adjourned, we had a call that there had been a fire started in Benton Harbor. So a photographer and I went to see what was going on. And when we got there, there was probably 60 police, you know, in cars that had surrounded one of the parks in the area where the individual had been killed. And they all started mobilizing and went to like a center where they were going to get orders. And we found out a press conference was going to be held by Police Chief Samuel Harris. We went to that press conference and found out that the police had tried to talk to the city residents to try and reason with them to explain that violence wasn't going to stop this. And they had basically had rocks thrown at them, bricks, bottles, what have you. And so the police chief said that they were done talking and they were going to start making arrests. After we left the press conference, we went back through the area, and we came up over a hill, and I was in the car driving with the photographer, and when we came up over this hill, there was a sea of about 200 people. It looked like we were in a parade route, is what it actually looked like. However, all these people were holding bricks, bottles, they had bags that had rocks in them, and as we drove through maybe a two-block area, what seemed like, you know, was probably only a minute, seemed like an hour. And the only real clear thing I remember is a young black man looked at me, and he smiled, and he pointed, and he picked a rock out of his bag, and he just chucked it at the car. And it was probably about 10 to 12 more rocks and bricks that hit the car. You know, we weren't doing anything to provoke these people. It was just that we were in the area. And I think race relations are so tense right now that this has sparked a lot of this.
Well, you grew up in this area. Give us some local history. You know, as you mentioned, Benton Harbor is very largely black. Benton Township, the larger area, is that very largely white?
I'm not sure that Benton Township is. Benton Township is also largely black. However, the police staff is mostly white, and the whole area itself is mostly white. There's a definite difference between Benton Harbor and St. Joseph, which is the neighboring town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a river that divides the two, and it's always not only been a physical but an emotional barrier. and the white people that live in St. Joseph, the black people that live in Benton Harbor, they have always felt that there has been no communication between the two separate groups. And the sense that I get from the people in Benton Harbor is that they, this has just been growing for years. They just feel that this is the third incident that's happened with Benton Township Police concerning Benton Harbor residents that have put lives in danger or, in fact, killed residents of Benton Harbor, and they feel that it's more a black-white issue mm-hmm. than a police issue.
Well, let's get a caller involved. John joins us on the line now from Niles, Michigan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
The only issue I wanted to point out was that the news coverage that day or the next day after
The motorcycle accident and chase and that thing?
Right. The next day, it would have been in Tuesday. On the news, they were interviewing people that supposedly were eyewitnesses who said that the officer hit him off of the bike. They actually knocked him off the bike, and that's why they're rioting. Because they think, you know, that's the rumor that's going around. And the news channel, Fox News 28, I believe it was, the one I was watching, was reporting it like it was a fact. That's why they're rioting, because they think they killed him on purpose.
And in fact, there's those four. They say there's 40 witnesses to that fact. However, in speaking with the police chief, he says that those cars aren't even capable of going that fast. That motorcycle was a high-speed performance motorcycle, and he says that there's no way that the car could have kept up with him. So they don't believe that that's in fact true. However, the officer did not have a camera in his car, so there's really no way to prove that.
John, thanks very much. That's an interesting point.
You're welcome.
Kim, as I understand it, this is also not the first incident that involved police and passersby there was an earlier incident involving a young child who was killed.
Right. About either 1 or 2 years ago, I can't be specific about the date, an 11-year-old boy was run down by a police officer, which was also a Benton Township officer. And that issue has also come back to the forefront, even though the officer was exonerated of any charges in that case. The residents still feel that it was the police department's fault.
Let's get another caller. Stan joins us on the line from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Good afternoon. Stay on the topic for a moment of the geographic boundary of the river. A few years ago, the other side of the river was published, and actually I think was featured on this particular program, and it really speaks to the experience in Benton Harbor and St. Joseph of two Americas, one black and one white, and I think a lot of the perspective in the community and in the area really revolves around how that really hasn't changed very much in that area, and these events crop up every now and then to really underscore that.
So this is, Stan, from your vantage point, the latest in a long series of racial incidents?
It is.
Kim, would you agree with that?
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. It's just, even though Benton Harbor has made strides to improve the community, improve the downtown area, take down abandoned buildings, things like that, this speaks volumes to the social issues that are apparent here.
Stan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Kim Strode, before we let you go by, what do you anticipate might be happening in Benton Harbor tonight?
Well, they're expecting more rioting this evening. We've heard several rumors of torching more buildings, although we are expecting that the National Guard may be called in, so hopefully things can be kept under control.
The governor did declare a state of emergency.
Correct.
And is the National Guard arriving?
We have not heard any reports of that, so I think it's on a minute-by-minute basis.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
Kim Strode is a staff writer for the Herald Palladium newspaper, which serves the area around Benton Harbor, Michigan, and she joined us by phone from the neighboring town of St. Joseph's, describing rioting that has happened last night. Violence erupted the night before following an incident where police chased a motorcyclist through Benton Harbor. He died in a crash. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.